This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar. The city of Fayetteville has announced plans to pave a final section of dirt trail around Lake Fayetteville, north of the city, beginning this summer. The Lake Trail is part of the city's popular multi-use 18-mile-long trail system, which began construction in 2002. Matt Mihalovich is trails coordinator for the city of Fayetteville.
The trail system around the lake currently is 4.5 miles, circling kind of the western side over the dam and then up the northern part around the Environmental Studies Center and then back around to the Botanical Gardens, and extends a little bit heading back to the west, but we lack 1 mile of paved trail. There is the soft surface nature trail that does circle the lake, but some of the more difficult and challenging terrain is that last mile. So we plan to add the additional 10-foot wide paved trail connecting that last mile to Veterans Memorial Park.
A connector trail is also planned in the future to connect the Lake Fayetteville Trail to Skull Creek Trail. For now, hikers and cyclists must cut through residential and business districts to get from one to the other. Paving just 1 mile of the lake trail will cost around $500,000, but a portion of that will be paid via grant funding, Mihalovich says. The city trail emerges from the South Industrial District through the downtown all the way to the north side of town along various creeks and streams, many through city parks. Matt Mihalovich says the lake trail adjacent to Veterans Memorial Park and the Botanical Gardens is heavily used.
We've been counting it with our infrared counter, and on a typical average is about 500 people a day using that paved trail. So very significant use, one of our highest used, and next to Skull Creek Trail, the main backbone of our trail system has the most use, but this is really close to about the same amount of use, around 500 a day.
Eventually, the trail complex will be included in the 36-mile-long Razorback Regional Greenway Trail.